Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. From the time I was 5 years old until I was 13, I attended the Corinth Elementary School at Portland, Tennessee. Every morning, our little school would begin the day with Bible reading, singing, and prayer. Oftentimes, the teacher would call on various students to recite verses they had memorized. One of the favorites, and one which always caused considerable laughter, was, "Jesus wept." The verse was so short that no one could forget it, and almost always someone quoted that passage. The children who recited these words from John 11:35 were not intending to be sacrilegious. They were intending to have some fun. I do not specifically recall having quoted the verse, but I would not be surprised if I did. We children did not understand the meaning of that short expression. I am not sure even now I fully comprehend the true meaning of those words. I know this. They represent one of the most profound thoughts the human mind can entertain. We're not talking of a mother's weeping for her dead child, or a husband's weeping for his wife. Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, the one who was and is to come, entered into our sorrows and heartaches, and sympathizes with us in our darkest hours. The Hebrew writer explains, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest, who is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:14-16. The context of the expression, "Jesus wept," was the death of Christ's friend Lazarus. When Jesus was told that Lazarus was sick, he did not go immediately to see him. When he did go to Bethany, to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, he was met with some disappointment on the part of Mary and Martha that Jesus had not come earlier. Martha said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." John 11:21. When Jesus saw the sisters and friends of Lazarus weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. John 11:33. Dr. A.T. Robertson says the word "groaned" means to snort with anger like a horse. It indicates Christ's displeasure at the ravages caused by death. The word "troubled," terasso in Greek, means disturbed, agitated. Dr. Marcus Dodge says that his sympathy with the weeping sister and the wailing of the crowd caused this deep emotion. An old Christian hymn expresses the truth we're emphasizing today. "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Does Jesus care when I said goodbye to the dearest in earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to him? Does he see?" The chorus reads, "Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares." One of the reasons we know he cares was the sorrow and pain he experienced at the death of Lazarus. My friends, I know we all have to deal with death, distress, and disappointment. We've had burdens which seem too much for us to bear. As Christians, we know we have someone who cares about our lives, someone who can help us in our deepest troubles, and someone who wants to help. Will you please place your complete trust in Jesus Christ as the living God? We thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.